President Arthur Mills has registered his displeasure with numerous litigations and disputes that have bedeviled the chieftain's institution. He said the dominance of chieftaincy-related cases in the law courts over all other issues clearly demonstrates the extent to which the revered institution has been abused by its playmakers. President Mills said it would be most appropriate for all paramounties to amicably settle all succession disputes pending before them to help restore the lost glory of the chieftain's institution. President Mills stated this in a speech delivered on his behalf by the Minister for Water Resources, Westenhausen, Alban Badman, at the climax of this year's Kobine Festival of the Chiefs and People of the Lora Traditional Area at Lora in the Upper West Region. William Owusu-Boateng has faxed this report for Radio Ghana.
This year's Kobine Festival had the theme Promoting Our Culture with Pride for Sustainable Development. As usual, the celebration was characterized by traditional drumming and dancing. It attracted a large number of people from all walks of life, including politicians, sons and daughters of the area who are both home and abroad, and international tourists. The paramount chief of the Lora Traditional Area, Napole Kabo, in a welcome address, lauded the government for the strides it had made within its short stay in office. He said some of the giant interventions by government, particularly in education and agricultural sector, cannot be downplayed. Nakabo said the development of any society should take place within the context of the people's culture, which is a precious gift passed on from generation to generation. He regretted, therefore, the failure of government to develop the Lora Cultural Village Project, which was initiated more than 20 years ago by the late Abeifa Kabo. The cultural village project, according to the paramount chief, if developed, will serve as a tourist site which will eventually help to preserve the unique cultural heritage of the Lora paramountcy. On education, Na Kabo bemoaned the rate of poor transition of school children in the area from the junior high level to the senior high and tertiary institutions of learning. He appealed to the government to establish a college of education in the district as a strategic approach to the poor teacher-pupil ratio in the community. In a speech read on his behalf, President Arthur Mills commended the chieftaincy institutions for serving as his tower of strength and inspiration since he took over the political mantle of the nation. He was, however, not happy that litigations and disputes have gone unchecked to dent the high-end reputation of the chieftaincy institution. President Mills reiterated that his government inherited a great deal of difficulties in all sectors of the economy. As a result, difficult choices and decisions had to be made to restore all national and social services. The results, he noted, are the prevailing atmosphere of peace and enhanced freedom of expression, the reduced level of interest rates, and the stability of local currency, among other things.
William Owusu-Boateng's report.